الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سيدنا Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, it is beyond any doubt that reciting salat upon the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most superior action of all the acts of worship. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, regarding the blessed life of Sayyidina Ghawas-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and we will be discussing many aspects of the life of Sayyidina Ghawas-e Azam, many of his habits that we could try to implement in our lives. But before we get into the discussion, because when we talk about Sayyidina Ghawas-e Azam radiyallahu anhu, we say that he was a waliullah, he was a friend of Allah. So what is a friend of Allah, and what is the greatness and the status of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal? So firstly, before we get into the discussion regarding Sayyidina Ghawas-e Azam radiyallahu anhu, it is appropriate to look at an overall grand status of the awliya Allah. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The awliya Allah, they are the friends of Allah, and how beloved they are in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that there are full surahs, full chapters in the glorious Quran that are named after these blessed personalities on the awliya kiram. For example, we have a look at Surah Maryam, which is named after a waliya. We look at Surah Kahf, which is consists of the story of the Ashabi Kahf, the people of the cave. And then we look at Surah Luqman. So these are the people that are loved in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that are loved by Allah Azza wa Jal. Then they have gained and they have managed to obtain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions these people in the glorious Quran. Regarding the awliya Allah, we'll start with the story of Ashabi Kahf, and then we'll look at how this shows the greatness and the great status of the awliya kiram. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's ascension towards the skies, the condition of the Christians worsened miserably. So the people, they started to worship idols, and they were also compelling others to do the same. Especially one of their kings, named Daqiyanus, he was so cruel that if anybody would refuse to worship the idol, he would kill them. And the story that is mentioned within this surah, within this chapter, is regarding the people of the cave, the Ashabi Kahf. Now they were noble people of the city where they resided, and they were actually respected courtiers of the king. But they were true believers, and they were strictly against idol worshipping. They did not want to worship idols. In order to safeguard their faith and their iman, after facing oppressive conduct from the king, they ran away from his kingdom. And they took refuge, they went and hid in a cave, in a nearby mountain, and they went to sleep. And they remained asleep for a period that was more than 300 years. Now, when the king actually searched for them, and he came to know about their presence in the cave, that they were hiding in the cave, he became extremely furious and angry. So he actually ordered for the cave to be blocked off and barricaded with a stone wall, so that the Ashab-e-Kahf, they cannot escape the cave, they cannot come out of the cave, and they'll die in there, and this becomes a grave for them. However, the person that he assigned for this task, to go and fulfill this task, to build the wall, he was a very pious and a faithful person. So he engraved and he wrote down the names of the companions of the cave and their number and the whole incident, their whole story. He wrote that on a slate, and after placing it in a copper box, he buried it in the foundation of the wall, in the foundation of the wall that he had erected. Likewise, he also preserved a similar slate to this one in the royal treasury too. So after a few days, the king, the Qiyanus, he died. And then the kingdoms kept changing until a very kind-hearted and a just king, he became the king. And he ruled the country for 68 years. During his time, religious deviations started to break out. And people started to reject life after death, resurrection after death, and the day of judgment. Now the king was very saddened by this, so he prayed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, crying with tearful eyes that, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, reveal such a sign that people start to believe in the resurrection after death and in the day of judgment." And this dua, this invocation of the king was accepted. So a shepherd, he selected the same cave that the Ashab-e-Kahf were in, that same cave as shelter for his goats. And he broke the wall down. As soon as the wall fell down, the people who broke the wall, they were struck with extreme horror, and they ran away. So the companions in the cave woke up from their sleep by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and exchanged greetings and engaged in talking to each other. They then also offered their salah. When they felt hungry, they said to one of their companions, Yamlikha his name was, that go to the market and bring some food, and also find out secretly what the king, the Qiyanus, he intends to do with us. Now when Yamlikha, he went to the market, he was astonished to see that Islam has spread everywhere, and everybody is openly reciting the kalima of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. Seeing all of this, Yamlikha was amazed, and he exclaimed, he said out of astonishment, that, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, what is happening here in this city? It was a crime to even utter the name of Islam. How come this revolution has taken place?" Afterwards, he went to the bakery to purchase some food, and he gave a coin, the money, the currency that he gave, it was from the time of the king, the Qiyanus. This coin was actually no longer in use, and there was no one alive who could recognize this coin. So the shopkeeper, he became suspicious, thinking that perhaps the person that had the coin, he had discovered some old treasure. Therefore the shopkeeper handed him over to the authorities. Now they started to question him, and they asked him, they thought he had found some treasure, so they asked him where the treasure is. And he said, "There is no treasure. This money belongs to me." So they said, "This coin is 300 years old, and centuries have passed since this coin was in use, and looking at you, you are still young." So hearing this, Yamlikha said, "You tell me, how is the king, the Qiyanus?" The authorities said, "Today there is no king with that name on the face of the earth. However, there was, hundreds of years ago, there was an evil-hearted and unjust king with this name, who was an idol worshipper." Yamlikha said, cutting the story short, he said that it's only a matter of days since we actually ran away from him and took refuge in the cave. My companions are there in the cave, and if you come with me, I will take you to them. Now the companions were waiting for Yamlikha to return. They assumed that he had been arrested because he hasn't come back. So when he takes the people, and the companions, they hear, they think that the army of the Qiyanus is coming to arrest them. So they busy themselves in worship and the remembrance of Allah, and they start to repent. Now when the authorities, when they discovered that copper box in which the slate was hidden, and they read and the names of the companions were written on it, and it was also mentioned that there are a group of true believers who had taken refuge in this cave to safeguard their faith out of the fear of the Qiyanus. And the person that had mentioned this, he says that I have mentioned this, these facts with the intention that whenever the cave will be opened, people may become aware of what the people of the cave had to suffer and what they had to go through. So the current king was informed of this, and he came along with his courtiers and the distinguished people of the city, and they embraced the king and revealed the entire story. And the king fell into prostration and thanked Allah Azza wa Jal that his dua had been accepted. Allah Azza wa Jal had revealed such a sign that had strengthened everybody's belief about the resurrection after death. The companions of the cave, they prayed that may Allah Azza wa Jal protect the king and his kingdom. And then they said, now we leave you under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the companions of the cave, they sent their greetings and they went back into the cave. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this story beautifully in the Quran. Then has mentioned the full account of the companions of the cave in this surah. So the awliya Allah, they are mentioned within the Quran. And within the same surah later on, Sayyidina Dhul Qarnayn, another great waliullah, is also mentioned within this surah. Also within the companions of the cave, it also shows how much of a great importance it is to create that connection and that link with the awliya Allah. Because not only is their story mentioned, but also the dog of the companions of the cave, Ashab al-Kahf, is mentioned within the Quran. Not only is the dog mentioned, but in fact his manner of sitting is also mentioned within the Quran. So it is stated in the Quran, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. And their dog is on the threshold of the cave with its paws outstretched. Also a very famous waliya, Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, is mentioned within the Quran, and her story is mentioned beautifully. Firstly, she is specifically mentioned and we are instructed to remember her. It says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ, and remember Maryam in the book. And after this her story is mentioned, and in this story we are told how Allah Azza wa Jal pleases her and removes her pains and troubles. It is stated, فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَادُ إِلَىٰ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا. Then the pangs of childbirth brought her to the base of the palm tree. She said, oh, if only had I died before this and had become forgotten, unremembered. When she says this in pain, Allah Azza wa Jal comforts her and says, فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. The angel therefore, he called her from below her, do not grieve, your Lord has made a river flow below you, and shake the trunk of the palm tree towards you, ripe fresh dates will fall upon you. This was a miracle because the date palm was dry and it was winter season. Then she felt thirsty. So she felt thirsty and Allah Azza wa Jal says that don't worry. And he started a stream for her. She felt hungry though the tree had no dates. A waliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, she felt hungry and Allah Azza wa Jal says that shake the branch towards yourself and you will be given freshly ripe dates. And then it is stated further, therefore eat and drink and appease your eyes. So if you meet any person, i.e. if anybody asks you about the child, then say, I have pledged a fast of silence to the most gracious, I will therefore not speak to any person today. So look at her greatness and her status. that she is hungry and Allah, a dry tree gives fresh and ripe dates. She is thirsty and a stream starts to flow under her feet. She is sad and Allah Azza wa Jal instructs her not to be sad and appease her eyes. And she fears being blamed, she fears blame, and Allah Azza wa Jal commands her and instructs her to remain silent, that Allah Azza wa Jal will provide the means. Along with Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, her mother is also mentioned within the Quran, who is also a great waliyah. We come to realize that the awliyaullah, they are mentioned abundantly in the Quran, and them being mentioned in the Quran goes to show their great status and the status that they hold in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We come to know and we come across stories which clearly show and portray the greatness of the awliya kiram. Let me give you a summary of the story that Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has mentioned in his very famous book Faizan-e-Sunnat. That Sidna Bishr Hafi radiallahu anhu, before he actually repented, he was an alcoholic. And once he was going somewhere in a drunken state, and he came across on the way a paper on which Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim was written. So he picked it up, bought some perfume and fragrance, and he applied it to the paper and then placed it at a high place out of respect. Now at night a saint in that area, he had a dream in which he heard someone saying that, go and tell Bishr, he made my name fragrant, honored it and placed it in a high place, so we will also purify him. So after this saint woke up, he thought to himself that Bishr is an alcoholic, there is perhaps some sort of a misunderstanding on my part of the dream. So then making wuzu and offering nafas salah, he went to sleep again. But he had the same dream for the second time. He thought the same thing, went back to sleep after praying nawafil, and then for the third time he had the same instructions. He was given instructions that our message is indeed for Bishr. Go and convey our message to him. So therefore the saint, he went out of his house looking for Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and learned that Bishr was in a gathering of alcoholics. Now reaching the gathering, he called out to Bishr, but was told by people that Bishr was in a drunken state. Now the saint said to people, go and somehow tell him that a man with a message for him is standing outside. Someone then went and told Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he asked that, ask him, whose message has he brought? The saint, when he was asked this, he replied that, I have brought the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now when informed of this, Sidna Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was so overwhelmed that immediately he came out barefooted. And hearing the divine message, he sincerely repented of his sins and attained such a high spiritual rank that he began to remain barefooted due to extreme degree of witnessing the divine omnipotence. So this is why he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi actually became famously known as Hafi. Hafi means the one remaining barefooted. So not only a great alcoholic became a wali through respecting the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, but because he had come out in a barefooted state and he remained barefooted for the rest of his life, it is stated that even the animals would not defecate on the path through which Sidna Bishr Hafi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi would pass through. Meaning even the animals would respect and honor this great waliullah. This is the greatness of the awliyaullah. And from this we learn that somebody who actually disrespects the awliya karam has in fact fallen lower than animals, because even the animals respected a great waliullah. And alhamdulillah, with our love for the awliyaullah, it is stated that after the demise of Sidna Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Qasim bin Munabbih saw him in a dream and asked him, ma fa'ala Allahu bik, how has Allah Azza wa Jal treated you? He replied, Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven me and told me, O Bishr, I have forgiven you as well as all those who attended your funeral salah. Subhanallah. So this is the greatness of the awliya ikram. How important it is also for us to love and respect and hold a great amount of respect in our hearts for these people. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we could talk a great deal on this topic. And it is very important to note, Alhamdulillah, we've had some verses of the Quran to show the great status of the awliya ikram. And also, if we look at a hadith Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jal states, whoever shows hatred or enmity towards my wali, I declare war against him. So my dear son brothers, just reflect on the words of the hadith. Allah Almighty, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the universe, He declares war upon the one who shows enmity towards a wali. This is the greatness of a wali. So very briefly, we've had a chance to discuss the greatness of the awliya ikram. As I stated earlier on, that Alhamdulillah, we'll be looking at the blessed life of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi within this silsila. And this was just an introduction. Now, my dear Islam brothers, we've heard about the greatness of the awliya ikram and the respect and the amount of respect that we should have. And these are the awliya ikram in general. So from this, we should try to get an idea of the status of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi and of the amount of respect that we should hold in our hearts for him. So my dear Islam brothers, Alhamdulillah, we have learnt regarding the greatness of the awliya ikram and the great status they possess and how much respect we should hold in our hearts for them. Now these are the awliya ikram in general. From this, try to get an idea of the great status of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, who is Sultanul Awliya, who is the king of all awliya and all saints. Imagine the status that he possesses and how much respect we should hold in our hearts for him. So Alhamdulillah, we have briefly got an introduction now into our silsila. We can start to now go into the blessed life of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And inshallah, we will continue to look at the family of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. How blessed his family is, how pious his family was. And then we will inshallah slowly dwell into the life of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, including his childhood and his impact on the society throughout his life. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to remember, act upon and pass on to others what we've heard. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive any mistakes that we've made. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu Al Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Blessings of Allah. Blessings of Allah.